Blog Talk Radio.
For tuning in to the Next Chapter Widow Ministry, a ministry embracing widows. The purpose of our ministry is to exemplify love to widows through regular encouragement and information about the many decisions of the first 3 years. Our scripture read, Honor widows that are widows indeed, coming from 1 Timothy 5:3. Thank you for joining us tonight, and I hope that you had a wonderful week. And we did as well, and I say we because we just came, the Next Chapter Widow Ministry just came back from Panama City Beach. And we had a wonderful time. We were, it rained there as well as a lot of the other southeast cities, but we still had fun. We were able to have fun. Even though we could not be on the outside, we made fun at places and locations that we were able to attend and visit during the day inside the building instead of being in the rain. But we had a great time, good food, good fellowship, and also good service to a certain point. I would say at the very beginning some things happened, but God intervened and gave us divine order. So we had a wonderful time. And I wish that you were there, but next time I hope that you'll be able to join us on the next trip with the Next Chapter Widow Ministry. Well, tonight, the topic of discussion tonight will be, how badly do you want to win your race? The scripture that goes with that Know ye not that they which run in a race run all, but only one receives the prize? So run that ye may obtain. That's coming from 1 Corinthians, the 9th chapter, the 21st verse. I would like to also read the International Version. That's the NIV. It reads, "Do you not know that in a race all the winners run, but only one gets the prize? Run in such a way as to get the prize." So that's very clear. If you're in a race, run like you're going to get the prize. Run in such a way as such to get the prize. Well, when runners runs in a race, they only have one focus foremost in their mind, is to finish the race. It was with this thought in mind that the Apostle Paul wrote and told the Corinthians, the scripture I just read. The word run, yes, means a constant and continuous pace. In order for the runner to run successfully and finish triumphantly, each ounce of his strength and his complete attention is required. Paul had this example in mind as he wrote this verse. Just as it takes full concentration and a stride, that it is a pace for a runner to run a long distance. Paul now uses the word and tells us that we are going to run our race as God expects. It will require 100% of our attention, and it will mandate that we learn how to run at a constant and a continuous pace. In other words, we can't try today, stop tomorrow, and then give it another shot a week later. We must be constant and consistent. Once we are in the race, we must continue the race. On the other hand, to stay in the race for long term, basically, we must learn to pace ourselves so we can stay consistent and avoid wearing ourselves out. We must never give up. We must continue the race, even though we have lost a loved one, a child, a sister, or any other family member, have financial situation, health problem, whatever it is, you must finish the race. You must not give up. Paul continues to tell us that he teaches the goal and we should teach, he teaches the goal and crosses the finish line. The prize is now his. He won the reward because he put his whole heart, soul, and body into obtaining it in this race. Another way that he wants to express 1 Corinthians 9:24. Don't you know that those who compete in a race for the first time with all their strength and all their might against all other runners, only one wins the competition and takes the prize? In light of this, run with all the might you can master. Go the distance and pace yourself to make sure you have enough energy to get to the finish line. When you finally get there, that which you have been in a passively pursuing effort. At the end of Paul's own life, he wrote, "I have finished my course." That's coming from 2 Timothy 4:7. Exclaimed that he had done it, his race was finished, and he had given his spiritual race all he had to give. He had run all with the might that he could run, that he had to run consistently over the years that he had finished a winner. All those years of being focused finally paid off. And if Paul had approached his race with an attitude of laziness, the prize could have gone to another. But because he had run to obtain, he obtained. Paul is one of my favorite persons in the Bible. And you know most of the latter part of the New Testament were written by Paul. Paul, after he became saved and knew what his purpose was, he was very consistent and persistent. He never gave up. He continued regardless of whatever the circumstances that he needed to do. Paul never gave up the race. Paul did everything within his power to preach the gospel. If it meant getting a job on the side in order to be able to preach, that's what Paul did. Paul suffered hardship, persecution, lack, cold, hunger, nakedness, homelessness, trouble from the false brethren, trouble from true brethren in the city, in the wilderness, and even at sea. He was beaten, afflicted by persecution, and troubled by religious people. Yet Paul never lost sight of the fact that he was called of God, that he would one day account for what he did with that calling. The finish line was always before him. He knew he had to fulfill the purpose in which he was born. And he achieved the plan of God for his life. Yes, he continued to be persistent. And one thing I want to share, I had an experience in a conversation yesterday evening. And I was talking to a church member, and we were talking about different things that we are getting ready to get involved with our church. And the two of us facilitates this group we've done in for the last past year. And the name of the group is Restoring the Heart, Restoring Your Heart. And also, you know that I'm the director of the Next Chapter Widow Ministry. I also help the Greater Piney Grove Baptist Church in their care and counseling ministry, which encourages people and help them through their loss. Well, we were talking about different things that we are doing, and pretty much she indicated that she had several other things on her plate, and she wasn't sure whether she could fulfill all of the time that is required to teach this and facilitate this class. And this class is 18 weeks. But now in my life, my kids are all older, and they're all getting ready to go on their own. So there are things in my life that I want to continue to do and want to begin doing. So as during our discussion, I indicated that I am going to, I want to facilitate that and be a part of that class this coming August. I want to be committed to doing that, because that's a part of grieving, restoring people's heart and the things that they may be going through. I am, just like Paul, I am committed to do that and run that race. I am committed to keep doing what God has for me to do. I don't want to give up. I don't want to let anything come to stop me from doing those things, to interfere in any of those things that I want to do for God. I feel that this is my gift, and this is my calling, is to encourage people and also facilitate this class that would help others in other situations that they may be going through. Now, just like Paul, I'm not saying I'm going to be just like Paul, but I want to run that race. I want to finish what God has for me to do. I do not want to give up. So whatever God has for you to do, your calling, begin running that race. Don't quit. Don't give up. Just continue to run that race. Let me continue to talk about Paul. One thing, if you want to achieve God's will for your life, there isn't room for other attitude than one of the boldness and determination to keep running towards the goal with your eyes fixed on the finish line. This alone will take you through every obstacle and attack of the enemies and ultimately bring you to the place God desires for your life. Like Paul, you must have resolve, strength of will, determination, backbone, high morale, courage, persistence. Yes, you must have all of these to continue to race. Sitting around hoping for something to happen isn't going to produce anything. You have to jump into the race, fix your eyes on the goal, and run with all your might to finish the line so you can take the prize. So there's so many things that God is asking you to do, want you to do, and we must begin to run that race that he wants us to run if you haven't begun that. It is time for you to take the bull by the horn and then hold on for your dear life for all the way to the goal. Make the decision that you are going to run the race, go the distance, and finish first place. Only you can make this choice, so why not get started today? Yes, we must make that choice. And the name of the title tonight is How Badly Do You Want to Win That Race? It is your desire, your determination for you to make that decision to run that race and finish it. We must all do but thus says the Lord. Just as Paul, he was persistent. He never stopped running the race. Once he became saved and knew and became to obey what God wanted him to do. Starting from the book of Acts throughout Revelation, you hear of what Paul did. He never stopped doing what God wanted him to do. He was very persistent. He wanted to continue to run that race. It didn't matter what obstacle that he that came his way, he kept on. Even when he spent the time in jail, he continued to talk to the people through letters. He just kept on doing what God wanted him to do, even though he was in prison. He was very persistent because he did not want to stop. He wanted to continue to race and get the prize that God had for him, and that's everlasting life with him once again. So I am asking you tonight to think about that question. How badly do you want to win that race? I want to continue to win that, to finish the race and get the prize at the end. I want the prize. I want to see Jesus again, and I want to have eternal life. So I'm going to be persistent and continue to do what God wants me to do. I am at peace doing it. I love doing it. I love helping people. But have passion. Let me read this poem that I got from the internet that talks about winning the race. Run with all your passion. Run with all your soul. There is no choice but giving, lest time will take its toll. It's all about the journey, the hills that we must climb, the little dips and valley that makes a life sublime. You can't enjoy the mountain without some scars and pain. And you can't enjoy the sunshine without the threat of rain. But race all have endings, not have finish lines. The winning comes in knowing that all of you are fine. I wanted to get something that encouraged you to begin to run your race. Have passion in it. Run with all your might and all your soul. Run with all your soul. There is no choice but giving. When you give back and do what God wants you to do, you will have a peace of mind and a pleasure in doing what you're doing. When you help someone, sometimes it takes away the problem that you might be going through. It gives you that extra energy to go on to the next day. It encourages you not to dwell on your situation as much. It does give you that strength that you need to go on each and every day. So like I said before, it's time for you to take the bull by the horn and then hold on for dear life all the way to the goal. Make the decision that you are going to run the race and then you're going to go the distance and finish first place. Only you can make this choice. So why not get started today in running this race? Let's pray. Lord, I ask you to help us to become more fixed and focused on the goal that you have in store for us. You have given us life. Help us not to allow distraction to pull us away from your plan any longer. I ask you to shut our eyes and ears to your voice. I mean, and so we can hear your voice. And slow us down then to set our face towards the purpose in which that we were born. I can only do your will with your guidance and your strength. Give us the help that we need to persevere to finish that race. Heavenly Father, we just ask you, Lord Jesus, to be with us as we go through these things, these changes in our lives. Give us the courage that you have given Paul to persevere. Yes, sometimes, yes, we are weak and weary because things that we are going through, loss of a loved one, financial problems, health issues, children's problems, whatever it may be, we know that you're going to be there for us. Give us the strength that we need to run the race and finish it so we can get the prize that you have in store for us, to see you once again and have eternal life. We ask you in all of these things, in Jesus' name, let us finish this race that you've given us. In Jesus' name, amen. I hope that you will have a blessed week and think about what God has given you, your God-given talent, purpose, a calling, and begin to think about how you're going to run your race. Don't give up. Don't stop until the race is finished. May God be with you and bless you this week. Tune in again next week from 10 to 10:30. Good night.
Outpouring of your spirit till I can't take no more. I need you, Lord, right now. Fill me up again. I cannot move on without you. Do like you did way back when. I need you, Lord, right now. Fill me up again.